This is an interview with Mrs. Scholastica Haiti in Hondo Nursing Home.
Yeah.
Okay, Mrs. Haiti, how long did you live in Casterville?
I lived 22 years in Casterville.
When did you first move there?
I can't say now. I'm 91 now. And I was about in the 70s when I came to Casterville. I guess it was about 69 years I was when I came to Casterville.
Where did you first come from?
I was born in Bob's Settlement at Dunley.
Mm-hmm. What were your parents' names?
August Hooster and Anastasia May. That's Sonny's name.
I had
three brothers and one sister, and they were all dead except me. And I'm going to be 91 years old in May 21st.
You came to Castroville when you were about 70 years old, right?
Yes, there was something like that, yes.
Where were your parents?
I was born there.
Well, your grandparents, where did they come from?
They used to live in Castroville. Mr. and Mrs. August Hooster was their name. And then Grandma Mayer, well, she stayed so long. That was my grandma too, Mayer.
What did you do when you first came to Castroville?
Well, I just I was living close to my sister. I built me a little house and I came to Castroville to stay Castroville. I couldn't do my work anymore, so I came over. First I went to Bobby, Haiti, and then I moved over here.
Did you like living in Castroville?
I sure did like it.
How did your father make a living?
Oh, my father was a farmer.
Do you have any children?
Yeah, I have three boys.
What were their names?
Cornelius, Alan, and Stanley.
Where did they go to school?
They used to go to Dunley to school.
All three of them?
All three of them, yeah.
What are they doing now?
Well, one has a bakery, and well, one is retired, they actually have to be, and one works for the school down at Clapeau's there.
Yeah. Well, how far was the settlement that you came from? When you were living in the settlement, did you come to Castroville often?
Oh yeah, we went to church every Sunday.
You went to St. Louis Church?
St. Louis,
yeah.
Church.
What do you remember about the church and the priest?
Oh yeah, and my priest, who was the priest and Father Kier. I made the communion by Father Kier. And then when I married, I guess it was from the same place, Father Kira, I married.
Well, what can you tell us about St. Louis Day?
St. Louis Day, they had a terrible nice day. They always had such a nice crowd. And it's really nice. Making money.
Do you remember when St. Louis Day first began?
No, I don't think so, but I tell you, it was not so many, you know. We had always, every time, when I was a young child, it was already, they had the 20s. It could be about 50 years ago, maybe more, 75 or 50 years, that I know of, you know.
What do you remember about the early days in Castroville? Were the people real friendly?
Oh, they were very friendly. as you did last year.
Well, when you were living in the settlement, how did y'all get to church on Sunday?
Well, you know, we had to travel with the ambulance and some horses on it, a mule, you know. And we went anyway. Every Sunday we went to church sometimes with a wagon even. We had horses and we sat in behind them and didn't even have a seat and we sat in behind.
Are there many people around that you remember from when you were young?
Oh, yeah, lots of people. But they were almost all dead where I have been in Father's Settlement. I've been here all day.
Tell us about after when y'all had to travel so far to go to church. What did y'all do after church?
Well, they usually went home.
Y'all went straight home after church?
And you know, sometimes when I was a girl, 16 years old, well, we went to the Wernitz Garden. They had the Wernitz Garden open in the evening. So we went there before we went home. But Wernitz, he was always had the nicest flowers there and everything. And we enjoyed it.
What did you do there?
Well, it was just, you know, have fun.
Has the church changed much?
Oh, I guess now it's going to change. Everything has changed now, really. It's not like when we were young. Everything changed.
Well, tell us about what are some of the differences in the church?
Well, they haven't got enough. You know, like on a Saturday evening, it's church now. We never did have that, you know. We had rosary in the evening, Saturday night. That's when Grandma Mary went to the rosary. And well, on a Sunday morning, they had mass and then, you know, the high mass too. So we went every Sunday here. Then we could go when we weren't sick, you know. And he wasn't all settlement. He always walked to the school, went home for dinner and stuff. And at home, we had to work, you know. I picked cotton and I gathered corn and I hoed. I worked hard, I tell you.
Did everybody help? Huh? Did everybody help with the work?
Yeah, everybody in our family had. Yeah. We had to work.
How far was it from the school, from where you live?
Oh, how far was it about, I don't know. Was it about 300 yards or 400? I don't know, something that we could go anyway. So we are close to school, you know. Really close. Really close, yeah.
How long did you go to school?
When you were about 12 or 13 years old, and we made a communion when we had to stay at home and work then. We didn't know anything about, you know, that we had went off to school and so we didn't know anything about that time when I was young. Yeah.
When did you get married?
I got married, how many years did it have? About 6 to 4 years. On the 14th of May.
What did your husband do?
My husband was a farmer.
How did he die?
Well, he was sitting in a chair and had his pipe in his hand. And we went there. My sister was in the garden just in front of the porch. And I looked back and he was all white. Just as you blew out the light, he died. He was dead when I came to him. Yeah. Well, I didn't do much after then, you know. I went to Kesley and didn't get any house, and I said, I'm not this was a glue, you know, together. I didn't work anymore. Of course, I kept my house, but I did that, you know, for about 22 years. But now, then I got too old, and I couldn't do my work anymore. You think I look old?
Have the times changed much since when you were young?
Oh, I tell you, things so, yeah. It's true. We didn't never go to a dance, or it was on a Christmas, Easter, or something like that, New Year's, you know. We never did go like they do now. And we didn't have no cars, you know, or nothing like that. We had to go with the wagon or with the ambulance or with the buggy, you know.
What was this ambulance?
That's a two-seated car. Not a car, it's a buggy.
Oh, a buggy.
Ambulance, yeah, you called it.
Do you like the changes that are now?
Oh, well, yes, I like it. I'm only too glad that the people have it so nice now. Mm-hmm. We had a wash on the washboard. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wash to 2 o'clock in the afternoon and had all boys clothes. That was hard for us.
I bet the ironing was hard too.
And the ironing was hard. We had fire outside with them. And we had a rub and drop, you know, till it was, didn't make black anymore.
What kind? Did you have a wood stove to cook on?
Yeah, we had a wood stove. Mm-hmm. At first, we had a wood stove. After that, of course, I had a gas stove, you know.
Do you remember when you got gas and electricity on you?
Well, I just had it about when I was 10 years before I went to Castleton. So, yes, we had a wood stove, yeah. Yeah, and I think always now, yes, that the food is better, it was better cooked than it is now.
Yeah, I think the flavor was better.
But maybe it was my education.
I bet you had a lot of cooking around the time, like now, around Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, we had very big cookies and everything, and had a turkey sometimes for Christmas.
Did you have to kill your own turkeys and things?
Sometimes I had some, but sometimes we bought them too. Yeah.
Did all the family come?
Yeah, we all came together, the whole family sometimes. At the night time, okay. I took turkey and all my children came. They all got married and had their own children.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Stephen has 2. And that one is Antonio has 2 boys, and Alan has 1 boy.
When you used to make your own Christmas tree and everything, did you have to make your own ornaments?
Yeah, we didn't have so many ornaments anymore. We put apples and candy and all that stuff on it, you know.
Did you bake cookies?
Bake cookies and put them on too. We had more food, you know, on the tree. We didn't have no candies and nothing like that.
Oh, it was kind of dangerous with candles.
Yeah.
Daddy used to always say it was not Christmas unless you had food under the tree.
That's right.
Did anything happen to you when you were young or when you were older that was really
sick? Yeah, when I was 16 years old, I had typhoid fever.
Oh,
mm-hmm. And then when I was married, I had 2 operations.
Oh, yeah. Were they very serious operations?
But
were they serious?
Pretty serious. Two of my daughters. The last one was my gallbladder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
you got over pretty good.
Oh, pretty good, yeah.
Do you remember something funny that happened to you when you were young, maybe in school or
Well, you know, during that time it was we played baseball and we had fun, and I liked to go to school.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, I sure did like
it. Were you pretty good in school?
Pretty good, yeah. Mm-hmm. But of course, like it is now, we had stuff at 12 years old or 13, then we didn't have. You know, like now they go there, you know.
Yeah.
To school. And
did you have 12 grades, or was it all in 12?
No,
grade?
We just went to the 8th grade.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Was it one big classroom, or did they have a whole bunch of classrooms?
Well, they had fewer classrooms. We didn't have so many children there, you know. Mm-hmm. It could be about, I think it was about 40 in there.
Mm-hmm.
40.
Was the teacher very mean?
Oh, sometimes, but I got along pretty good with my teacher.
You did? Yes.
Of course, at one time, you know, I know they wanted us to play with the boys. They didn't want us to play with the boys. And so we went together and played baseball. Then we got all the way to
I bet you didn't do it anymore.
No, no, we didn't do it anymore.
Remember anything else about school?
No, I don't remember much anymore. Of course, you know, I always say I don't know how we could stand. We were barefooted, you know.
Barefooted?
We went to school, sure. Mm-hmm. And when it was so hot, we sometimes run, you know, so it was so hot on the ground. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we run to the shade, sometimes stand there a little bit, and we start running again.
Did you wear teacher shoes for the winter time?
Yeah, winter time we had shoes, but the summer time was the best.
You were lucky. I hate to wear shoes.
When I went from union, I stayed with the Grand Mayor that year, but I only went that one year to get it, but I made my commute.
Did you have to study for it?
Yeah, you had to study for it.
Was that your grandmother?
Yeah, that was my grandmother. Mm-hmm.
Did they always live in Texas?
Yeah, they always lived in Texas. I always stayed with her that year that I made my first communion.
Did you have to make a solemn communion?
Yeah. Well, it's different now than
you like the church better the way it's changed now?
Well, it just depends how they have it.
You know how they used to have Latin, and now they have English. Do you like English better?
Well, you know, I think English is really better, but we never depend, you know. But I think, like they have it now, I guess it's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
They're restoring the church now.
Party.
Oh, did you go to
that? Yeah.
Did you have a nice time?
Oh, we had a nice time.
See some of your old friends?
Oh, I saw many friends. Mm-hmm. And Miss Rosalie Youngman, she was the oldest.
Oh, really?
She's the 92.
Oh, my.
And I was 91.
You were the second oldest?
Yeah, second oldest.
My goodness.
And I guess one of the Hades women, she was the youngest, 70, she was there.
That was one of the youngest.
Yeah.
Nice talking over old times.
We had a nice time at the Miss Hart and Miss Lineberry. You know, Miss Mango, that's it, Miss Bessie Mango, she got her.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? Something about your life? Something that happened to you?
No, I can't say much about that. Because, when I got married, of course, we were living below Donnelly. Mm-hmm. Below Donnelly, 3 miles below Donnelly. Mm-hmm. And then and I was about, and my oldest child was about 12 years old and moved to Father Selma.
Did you have, did they have hospitals and things when you had your children, or did you have them at home?
No, I had them in one operation I had in sanatorium, and two of my hands was broken.
When you had your children, did you have them at home, or did you go to the hospital?
Yeah, I went to a hospital, yes. Yeah.
Do you remember who your doctor was?
No, I truly can't tell you now. I always knew it so well in that. And the first one was Dr. Hurst. The first operation I had was Dr. Hurst. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the other one I can't remember now.
Has Castorville changed a lot from when
you came? I sure think it did. And it's grown much, you know. They built a whole lot of houses and everything. It's really changed. Yeah. I think they're a whole lot. You know, people that we don't know in Castorville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Moving in, yes.
Do you remember when you wouldn't remember when they built the church, so that would be too long.
Was written on there, but I can't tell you now. Yeah. The only written on top.
That's too long ago.
Yeah.
Let's see. Father used to tell us about when the rectory burnt down.
Oh,
do you remember that?
I remember that, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know which year, you know, it was.
Yeah.
I don't know that. But I knew when it burned down. It was standing in back of that church. It was at the house, you know, and it was standing back there. And then they built that one on the street there, right on the street. I can't remember how many it was. It's long ago. I guess it was Father Brooklyn that was here at that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember all the different priests that came? All the different ones?
You know, well, I remember, I don't know. I came Father Gates, well, I know that, and Father Keir, and Father Brooklyn, and Father, what was that name? Can you remember?
Oh, I don't know which one.
Which one? He died here in Castle with that woman, but I don't remember what his name was anymore. He was buried here in Castle. Oh. Yeah. You know, some old people even can't remember that much like I do.
Oh, you remember pretty good. I remember it a lot. Thank you, Mrs. Tavy. I guess that's all the questions we have.
Okay.
And you've done real good. You remembered a lot of things.